Seeing none, is there anyone present in the room who wishes to testify neither for nor against this?
So we should have had the what I'm going to say sent electronically. Okay, which was sent to me. Good morning again, Mr. Moon, and the rest of the committee members here. I'm still Ken Mason and still the chair here in Kennebec. You know, we share us, we discussed this bill, and we're neither for nor against it. LB 609, the act to ensure incarcerated persons' rights to make free telephone calls protected by attorney privilege, out of client privilege. Now, Maine's 15 regional and county jails, we all allow free calls already for inmates and their counsel without exception. All Maine jails have policies pertaining to inmate calls to counsel. While we respect, and I certainly appreciate Representative Hassan Fuss' attention to this topic, the bill is not necessary. And I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to share this position with the Maine sheriffs, from the Maine sheriffs, like answering questions.
Thank you. Our committee analyst tells me that your testimony is not on the online portal. So if you could either upload it there or send it to us.
Sure.
Okay. Questions, Representative Henderson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just, and forgive me for asking you to repeat yourself, but are you stating that currently all of Maine's 15 jails do not charge inmates?
No, what I'm saying is that if somebody, like if they come to me, and I know the other sheriffs because they're a good bunch, that I've got to talk to my attorney. I don't have any money on my account. But let them make a phone call because it's the right thing to do. I can't say that it's a regular basis. We at Kennebec are currently in the works to allow to inmates to actually make free phone calls, 10 or 15 minutes per week, free. Will lessen what Kennebec's little percentage would be from Securus doing exactly what she had said earlier about using that money, the good of the inmate fund, for something good. The commissioners haven't okayed it yet. We're getting everything together. This is it. We don't want to have those large accounts full of money when it should be used towards the inmates. So, and again, I'm speaking on behalf of Kennebec, not every sheriff.
You said that there's potentially already a program in place to use the inmate benefit funds for phone calls to their attorneys. Like you're already working with something where you can utilize that.
We just let them make a phone call.
And you absorb the cost.
Yes, because it's the right thing to do. At least in Canada, that's what I did.
And have you had this discussion, like with the Maine Sheriff's Association? Have other sheriffs verified that they're doing similar?
We talked about that, and not everybody was there, but we were like, yeah, if they need to make a phone call, we let them call their attorney. So we're pretty much all working for the same goal. Now, the people that are incarcerated are still human beings, and they deserve proper representation always.
Thank you.
Yeah,